Coronavirus tourism losses appear to be largely due to restrictions on travel from China to the U.S., but Explore Fairbanks President and CEO Deb Hickok says tour groups originating in China only make up a small portion of Fairbanks area winter visitation.
While we highly value that traffic, it's had minimal impact overall. It might have had more specific impact to some businesses that have relied on that, but we are reminding people that our winter visitors, roughly 80% of them, reside in the lower 48.
Hickok notes that the lower 48 visitors include Chinese students going to school in the States.
Especially this time of year, from mid-February into April, many of our Chinese travelers are students residing in the lower 48, so they come to Fairbanks during spring break from U.S. colleges and universities.
A spokesperson for one of the Fairbanks area's most popular destinations, Chena Hot Springs Resort, confirms that most of their visitors come from the lower 48, adding that openings from the loss of tour groups from China have been quickly filled. Concerns about coronavirus in Italy prompted a hockey team from Fairbanks' sister city of Fanano to cancel a trip to Fairbanks this week. Hickok says some other travelers who had been scheduled to go to places with coronavirus cases are instead coming to Alaska.
Because this is an unfolding story, we're reluctant to make any grandiose statements, but even now we're seeing some regrouping of travel. We just had an education group of about 100 that canceled their European trip and has chosen Alaska instead. So that is definitely a factor that I think will be at play.
Meanwhile, Hickok says fears about the spread of coronavirus have resulted in cancellation of some important international tourism marketing conventions.
We typically lead an Alaska sales mission to Japan and South Korea, and usually that's in April, and now we've postponed that to September. Our Chinese representative, they were supposed to go to a trade show, a large trade show called ITB Singapore, which has been canceled. Our European rep was supposed to represent us at ITB Berlin, which is one of the largest marketplaces for the travel trade. That was supposed to be held this week, and they just canceled last week.
Hickok says missing trade shows can lead to tourism losses a year or two out. She says the situation has organizations like Explore Fairbanks trying to make up by communicating with buyers over the phone and online. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.